Hey, so hey. Greg Whiteside, we're here to talk about the SUSE alarm.
Oh, the SUSE alarm. You know, when I first started here, it had been going on for many, many years, maybe 20 years before I got here. And all of a sudden, this thing seems to have grown into something very, very big.
Well, I understand it was started in 1989 by Dave Conant when he was a host at WFLN.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1997, WFLN was sold and merged with Temple's jazz station, and we became WRTI, Philadelphia's classical and jazz station, and the SUSE alarm came along with it.
It came over and migrated to WRTI, yep.
So how would you describe the SUSE alarm, what it is?
Well, it's kind of an alarm for a lot of people. At 7:15, people are waking up, and there's nothing like a march, I guess, to kind of rock you out of the sack, and that seems to be why a lot of people started to like it. But it's also, I think, a celebration of the actual march itself. And it is a very popular form of music, whatever you like. You could like classical or jazz or whatever. But something about a march really seems to appeal to people. So the idea of being in the SUSE Alarm Club was interesting because you didn't have to pay any dues. You didn't have to attend any meetings. You could then get a nice frameable certificate and be an honorary member of the SUSE Alarm Club. And so then we started to hear all these wonderful stories from people. Sometimes it was a commemoration of an anniversary, perhaps a birthday, or an ancestor or a parent that had passed away on that date, and it was a way of remembering a parent perhaps who took a child to their first concert at Willow Park or wherever there would be concerts where SUSE's music would be played. Then it all of a sudden became very popular for young children. Parents would use it to help get them out of bed for school. And they'd listen in the car on the way to school. And if they tried to change the station, the kids would say, no, put WRTI back on. We want to hear the march. And there were many, many touching stories, everyday stories. I had one from a young gal who was training for the New York Marathon. She'd get up very early, go out and run for an hour and a half, and have to be back in time to hear the SUSE alarm at 7:15 to know that she had done the work to prepare for the marathon. So all of a sudden, the SUSE alarm becomes this a little segment, a little two-minute segment of This Is Your Life. And there are so many interesting stories that we've heard from our listeners, and I see it as a way of connecting with our listeners. It really does provide another one of those threads that kind of stitch us together. And I love it. I love the way it's engaged the audience and the way they look forward to it. And it stamps me valid for another day. And I get up and come to work the next morning to play the SUSE alarm, SUSE March. He wrote 136 of them, and I guess people never get tired of them.
So just to be clear about the way it works, every weekday at 7:15, a march is played, many of them by SUSE.
Most, probably.
Most of them by SUSE, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. occasionally by others.
Others.
And are they selected by listeners?
No, listeners can request, you know, I would love to be able to hear the Washington Post march because it was the first one I heard, or I played it in high school, whatever. I try to honor the request, but sometimes it isn't possible. I have to choose one that fits because there are programmatic things that there are exigencies over which I have no control. So we play it at 7:15 every single morning. And if people want to be in the SUSE Alarm Club, they must make a request online. You go to the website at WRTI.org and in the right-hand column, there's a link if you scroll under where the playlist is. Click on it, fill out the form, and I get back to the listener with an email and let them know when their induction day will be. And again, I do the best to hit it right on the mark or come as close as possible, which means a lot to people because they want it for birthday celebrations and all sorts of other anniversaries. So we do our best to honor those requests.
So it's kind of become part of people's habit. And therefore, they know that if they're doing a birthday request or an anniversary request or some other celebration, they're apt to surprise their loved one with their name read on the air and this march played in their honor.
Surprise is the key because so many of them want to keep it a surprise. They know that they're listening at that time, usually with the person who's making the request. And I can imagine them bursting and wanting to say, oh, man, you know, you've got to hear this morning because it's going to be your name that's mentioned and there's going to be this little story about you. But apparently they really keep it a secret because I'll get follow-up emails saying, it was amazing. You should have seen the look on his face. His eyes were going to pop out when he heard his name. So, yeah, it's a part, as you say, of the fabric of their morning, the soundtrack of their morning. I don't think if I missed a SUSE alarm at 7:15, my inbox would fill up with people wondering, what happened to the Suze alarm?
So the original idea was just to celebrate marches, and it's kind of evolved into this wonderful way of connecting with listeners.
It was a kind of a clever takeoff on snooze alarm, and a lot of people still call it that. They'll say, oh, I love the snooze alarm march this morning. They still can't quite get Suze alarm, and they'll actually spell it S-N-O-O-Z-E alarm. I mean, and that was a big deal at one time, right? Snooze alarms, where the alarm goes off, and then you hit the snooze, and it'll go off again. It was very clever to, you know, move from snooze alarm to Suze alarm and play a Suze march. That's a very, very clever idea.
So how has it changed? What is it today?
It is a monster. If you were to look at the folder with the requests that I have, I mean, I have requests into 2021. People don't want to miss anniversaries, and I might get any given week 15, 20, 25 requests. A lot of them by email, and I have to remind people, please, I can't do it this way. We have to do it online because that's the way the system is set up. But it is something to keep track of. And I don't have an assistant. I do this myself, but it is one other way to connect in a much more intimate way with our listeners so that they know that we are, in fact, as much here for them as they are here for us. And I think it really is a nice little way of keeping us all engaged.
And it sounds as if a lot of these stories have touched you.
They have. I mean, there are some that truly have, and I read them, as much of them as I can. I mean, sometimes they're almost book length, so I have to, you know, but I read them all myself, and they do touch me very, very deeply, some of them, and I do my best to try to pass that on, and listeners that hear it in the morning are also very moved and very touched, and that's all part of what we're here for, isn't it? Community. We're here together. We're not listening alone. We're listening with the whole listenership, and, you know, this each side of the speaker is an important one, and that's how we connect.
That's great. Thank you so much, Greg.
My pleasure, Susan. Always nice to talk to you.